Welcome to CYC Podcast Discussions on Child and Youth Care, episode number 56. I'm Wolfgang Vachon. Today marks an exciting moment for CYC Podcast. We're starting a new segment, and we have a new host for that segment. I've long wanted to have multiple voices on the podcast. My vision would be to have a show every week, each one hosted by a different person and featuring diverse perspectives of working with children and youth. I'm particularly interested in having young people who are involved in the system to host. So if you're a young person or aware of young people who might be interested, you can contact me through www.cycpodcast.org. Now to today's exciting episode. Sammy, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, so my name is Sammy. I'm a recent graduate from Humber's Bachelor's of Child and Youth Care program. And I'm waiting to hear actually back from master's in terms of like the social policy and public administration program that I've applied to. So as I said, I'm a recent graduate from Humber's CYC program. I've done a lot of personal work around child and youth rights in terms of raising awareness and rights education. And a lot of my early work has been supported by Humber and the child and youth program. So an example of that, of my work, has been to create a video that acts as a PSA, a public service announcement, to raise awareness for child rights. I've also facilitated a few workshops around child rights and advocacy and generally around awareness. But before my, I guess, career in advocacy and CYC has started, I was a baker for about 3 years. And I had to make a career change. I also...
Why would you leave making cupcakes and bread for people, Sammy?
Well, it was my... it was a long passion of mine to be in the baking industry. However, I did have to leave because I had a shoulder injury. So working with children and youth has always been, I guess you can say, a second love of mine. So I guess it was a blessing in disguise, and this actually seems a much more fit for me than baking did.
That's good to hear. Well, I'm really excited, as I said in the introduction, to have you starting a new segment. Why don't you tell us what you are planning on doing the segment on?
So the segment is, I'm hoping... will generally be around advocacy and child and youth rights. And I hope to, I guess, facilitate, I'm going to call them conversations between myself and others that are generally about rights, thinking critically about certain topics related to child and youth rights. Would you like me to go in more detail?
Well, maybe let's start with, why do you think we need to have a podcast about child and youth rights?
I feel that it's important to have conversations relating to child and youth rights. And that's because in having these conversations, and I would even say it helps us as CYCs and it helps us as a society as a whole to grow. With having these conversations, we can start to realize certain gaps within various systems and learn from different people's lived experiences. I also feel that it allows us to hold, you know, governments and policies accountable and hold people accountable for their actions.
Okay, so let's talk some specifics here. What do you mean by child rights?
What do I mean by child rights? So basically it's the rights given to children and youth, right? So often when I refer to child rights, I refer to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of a Child, so the UNCRC, but that's my general grounding when I refer to child rights. But generally when I'm referring to it, it's basically human rights that are specific for children and youth and that will offer special protection for that community.
So talking as an example of the United Nations Convention, what might be some specific rights that you think are particularly relevant to young people involved in the social service system in a Western context to start with?
I generally, I'll say my favorite right.
Okay, great.
I'll use that as my thing. So one of the rights within the UNCRC is Article 12, the right to participation. And that article basically states that adults need to take into consideration the opinions of children and youth, and children and youth's opinions need to be taken seriously in decisions that impact their lives.
Do you see that happening?
You know, yes and no. So in some systems, I see it happening more than others. I think generally we live in an adult world. And I think as a society, we've been taught that children and youth may not have the capacity to express themselves, or they don't know what they want. And I argue against that. I feel that children and youth do know what they want, and we as workers and as adults need to listen to them. So I can give an example of, I guess, systems of where we can use the right to participation if you want.
That'd be great. Please do.
So one of them, and I'm going to speak within the Canadian system, specifically in Ontario, the Canadian education system. So an example of the right to participation not fully being met there would be in the IPRC. So the IPRC is Independent Placement Review Committee. So these are meetings generally that happen in Ontario's education system to see if a student has a disability, what resources can be offered to them, and if placement needs to be done. So within the IPRC, if a young person, if a student is younger than 16, they're not able to participate in these meetings.
What's the rationale 16, for that, you know? What's the reason that they're not allowed to participate?
I mean, I can just say personally what I feel the rationale is. I feel that the IPRC document itself is very dated. And it comes from a time when children and youth weren't seen as competent enough to know what they want. And currently, there seems to be a shift in that thinking, or there seems to be a debate more that's saying that children and youth are competent enough to make certain decisions. So I feel that the document is very dated. And also there is, I would argue, a stigma of saying that because you're not 16, you're not an adult. And if you're not an adult, you're not able to express yourself fully.
And why do you think it's important that young people do participate in, for example, discussions about their placement regarding their learning disabilities or other disabilities in a school context?
Children and youth know what they want. And I can give a specific example with my lived experience. So I am a student with a disability, a learning disability, an LD. And my experience was that I was never able to participate in the IPRC meetings. And therefore, I was not able to express to adults whether I want to be in special education or not, and what types of resources were offered to me. So that impacted my self-esteem, and I would even say impacted some of my learning. Often, you know, the word inclusive gets thrown around, and I feel that inclusivity means something different to everyone. So to hear students' opinions of what their needs are and what they want, we can better work with them.
I would agree with that completely. What do you hope to accomplish with the podcast that you're going to do?
For me, it's about, it goes back to having these conversations about child and youth rights and learning from one another, learning from different lived experiences. And possibly I'm hoping to allow young people to, and adults to have a type of forum to have these conversations around, you know, advocacy and child and youth rights. So that if change is needed, we can start change. And we can start by having these conversations. We can also, I hope, to think critically about certain decisions, certain policies, or certain viewpoints or philosophies.
You've used the term advocacy a few times here. You identified yourself as an advocate. What do you mean by advocacy?
You know, for me, I used to ask myself that a lot. It took me 4 years to really come down to what I understand advocacy to be. I do think advocacy means something different to everyone. But for me, after my CYC self-reflecting, that we hold true so much, this is what I've kind of come up with. And for me, advocacy is kind of like a way of being and a way of working with people and different communities and assisting when needed, but like going alongside them on a journey. It's, I don't know if I'm talking too philosophically, but it's kind of a way of living. Maybe I'm talking too.
So I really like the image of going on a journey and being with people, and you know, and at times, you know, my understanding of advocacy is sometimes we need to be in front and creating space mm-hmm. for people, and then we're with people all the time, and sometimes it's being that support behind people as well, and being there in numbers and backup. And your understanding of it being a way of living is absolutely correct from my perspective as well. Mm-hmm. How do we do it? How do you be an advocate? So, you know, I can say I'm an advocate. Well, what does it look like in practice as someone who works with children and youth?
For me, a big thing to being an advocate, the most important thing is to listen and to not take a type of expert role and saying that I'm the adult and this is what I think, this is what I need to do, but to actually listen and see the young person as equal partners. For me, that's the number one rule about advocacy and advocating with is listening.
I think that that's such a wonderful perspective, and I think that's a wonderful way to end our conversation today and to begin the conversations that you're going to have about child rights over the coming months. Your episode's going to be on the second Wednesday of every month, starting August 12th. And I encourage everyone to start listening as of that date, and then every second Wednesday going forward. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we end our conversation today?
No, I'm just very excited to start these conversations.
I'm very excited to listen. Thank you very much for speaking with me today, Sammy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This concludes this month's episode of CYC Podcast.
Tune in next time for more discussions on child and youth care. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher.
Visit us online at cycpodcast.org.